Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Gimel. We left off on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are at Tanu Rabbanan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the wide lines on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also sponsored by Misha Feldman, in memory of the third yard site of his wife, Donna Feldman, on the 4th of Tammuz, Dana Pesia Bas Shmuel Yaakov Zev, Neshama Shev Naliyah. Also by Henry Olinsky, Lil Nishmas, his mother, Rachalea Bas Chaim Asher HaKoyin, Alei HaShalom, a survivor of Auschwitz that left a legacy of generations of Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, whose yard site is Tuesday. Also in honor of Heshi Kaufman's birthday, by Chavi Khan and family, and in honor of the Shir for the Arbatzah HaTorah. And on behalf of dailygiving.org, join me and 6,000 people in 30 countries over the world that have already joined together to easily perform the mitzvah of tzedakah every day. It's really a wonderful organization and a wonderful thing to get in your inbox every day to see that you gave tzedakah, that you gave your dollar to, along with 6,000 other Jews. A very special thing. So we left off again in Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, and what the Gemara is going to discuss is what if you do shchut echutz on some of these karbanos of Yom Kippur, the Seir Hashem, Sila Azazel, doesn't matter if it's before the Hagrala or after the Hagrala, is it a violation of Shchut Echutz? The Gemara is going to have three different opinions about a Pesach, a Korban Pesach that's Shechted B'chutz B'shar Yemos HaShana. If it's not Erev Pesach, it's some other time of the year, and one Shechts a Korban Pesach B'chutz, then we're going to have a Limud for what is included in the Chiyuv for Shchut Echutz. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether La Hashem is an exclusionary or inclusive term for Seir La'azazel, that when we say La Hashem, does that mean to be L'rabos, or is that coming to be Mima'it? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have four different approaches to why there's a Hava Amina, that Mechusar Zman can become Kadosh as a Seir Mishtaleach. So let's begin five lines into the wide lines on daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim Sheshachtan B'chutz. If a person shechts the Seir Yom HaKippurim, the Seir La'azazel, the two goats that he designates, but he shechts them outside of the Azara, so it depends when, at what point in the process he did so. Ad shlo higril alein, if he did not even do the agrala to determine which one is going to be the Seir Hashem and which one is going to be the Seir La'azazel, and he takes these goats and he shechts them outside of the Azara, chayiv al shneim, he's chayiv kareis for shchut echutz on both of them. But mishahigral alein, if he did this only after they already did the hagrala to be mevarer which one is the Seir Hashem and which one is the Seir La'azazel, then chayiv al shalshem, he's going to be chayiv kareis for shchut echutz for shechting the Seir Hashem, which could have been and should have been brought bifnim because it's designated as a Seir Hashem, and now he's brought a bachos, so that he's going to be chayiv kareis. But upatr al shel azazel, he's going to be patr for the Seir Hashem because it anyway could not have been brought bifnim, and apparently in order to be chayiv mishum shchut echutz, you have to shecht an animal outside of the Azara that could have been shechted inside the Azara. And this Seir La'azazel certainly could not have been shechted inside the Azara, and therefore it's not a violation of Shchut Echutz, it's not going to be a Chiv Kares. So the Gemara explains the Brisa. So we said, Achlo Higraleim Chayev al Shneim. If it's before the Agrala Yichayev for both, the Seir La'ashem and the Seir La'azazel, because it hasn't yet been determined which one is which, and therefore they're both Ra'oi to be Hukrav Bifnim. But Lamai Chazu, these Seirim, what carbon are they right to be brought for? Right? Without a Hagrala, they're not right for Seir Hashem. They only become right for Seir Hashem once you do Agrala. So if the rule is that you're only Mechayev Mishum Shchut Echutz for a carbon that could have been brought Bifnim, these are two goats that could not be brought Bifnim because neither of them is a Seir Hashem yet. So Amar Rav Chista, Hol V'Roi L'Seir Nasa B'Chutz. No, they could each be brought for this year, the Seir of the Chatos of the Korban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, which is brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. B'Chutz in this context doesn't mean Chutz La'Azara, it means in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So you chayv mishum shchitas chutz when you then shech that outside of the Azara, because since these two goats did not go through the Hagrala yet, there's nothing that's locking them in to only being used as a Seir Hashem or only being used as a Seir La'azazel. They could technically be used for the Korban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, so since the Ro'i to be used as a Korban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim and they have Kedusha, and now you're going and you're shechting them a chutz, that's a chiyuv kares. Why is it that they're not considered to be ra'ui to be used for the Seir La'Hashem? Meaning, after all, one of them is going to be a Seir La'Hashem. So why don't we view them as being ra'ui as a Seir La'Hashem, and that's why you're chayiv? the Mechusar Hagrala. Must be because since it lacks Hagrala, we didn't yet do the Hagrala to determine which one is Sir Lashem. It's not even considered Ra'ui to be the Sir Lashem. So says Gemara, well, the Sir Nasa Mechutz Nami Lochazi, the Mechasri Avodah Sayom. It shouldn't be considered to be Ra'ui for the Musaf of the Yom HaKippurim either, because there's a whole bunch of other Avodahs you got to do before the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim. So if you haven't yet done the other Avodah Sayom that precede the Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, why would you be chayv mishum shchut eichutz on account of the fact that these goats could be used for the Musaf? They can't be. They're mechusar the other Avodahs. So Kasav Rav Chista, and here's a key line, ein mechusar zman lebo bayom. When the chisaron of the goat, of the animal, is not a chisaron in the guf of the animal, it's just a chisaron of zman, it's just a matter of waiting. Like a korban musaf, that the zman of the korban has not yet arrived, that's not called mechusar zman if on that same day the zman is going to arrive. So in order for the seer to be roi la Hashem, it needs a goral, you need a maisa, you need something to happen, you need to actually do something. But it may not be in the guf hasayir, because the goral, by the goral, you don't have to actually put it on its head in order for the goral to work. As soon as you pick it out of the box and you have on one side, the right side, and the left side, it's already determined which is the seer la Hashem. But nevertheless, the goral is considered to be something that relates to the seer atzmo. So that's going to be ma'akev, as opposed to the other avodah sayom, which just have to, are part of the schedule of the day. And as soon as it comes time in the schedule to bring the korban musaf, so these are ra'ui for a korban musaf. So it's considered already to be ra'ui for the korban musaf. Now l'charu, it should turn out that if you bring the seir of musaf earlier in the day, before the Avodah Sayom, that it's going to be kosher, right? Because we're saying it's not called Mechusar Zman Lebo Bayom, that if throughout the course of the day it's going to become Ra'ui, so that's viewed as if it's Ra'ui. But nevertheless, the halacha is that it's possible. The Rambam paskens in Avodah Yom Kippur in Perek Ayah, Halacha Gimel, that since it's a shinui in the Avodah Sayom, and the pasuk says Chuka, so from Chuka we learn that the Seder Ayom is Ma'akev, that everything in order is Ma'akev, so that's why it's going to be possible. But it's not possible in the sense that it's a psul in the carbon itself. It's just this overarching halacha about the schedule of the day on Yom HaKippurim. So when you veer from the schedule of the day, that's going to be ma'akev. So now, based on Rav Chista, Ravina says, I'll tell you another halacha about Shchut Eichutz. Am Ravina, Hashadam Rav Chista, Mechusar Hagrala, Kamechusar Maisadami. Once Rav Chista has taught me that before I do the Hagrala, it's considered a Mechusar Maisad, neither of them are ra'ui to be a seer la Hashem, because I didn't do a hagrala yet, and therefore I'm not going to be chayv mishum shchut eichutz on account of them being ra'ui to be the seer la Hashem. I'm only chayv and shchut eichutz on account of them ra'ui to be of them being ra'ui to be used as a korban musaf. So by that same logic, hadar mevidom or Shmuel shlamim sheshchaton kodem shnitzlu dasos heichal psulin, that Shmuel Rabbi Yudom or Shmuel says that if you shecht the korban shlamim in the Azara, but before they open up the doors of the Heichal, it's possible, because Shanamar, by Korban Shlamim, the Pasuk says, Ushchato Pesach Olmoi, that it's got to be done by the Pesach Olmoi, and we dash from there, Bizman Shu Pasuach, Velo Bizman Shu Na'ul, that you have to dafka shech the Korban Shlamim while the doors to the Heichal are opened up, but not when they're closed. So it should turn out that Shchaton Bachutz Kodim Shnif Kudasos Heichal, Pater, that let's say a person takes Korban Shlamim and shechts it outside of the Azara, but before the doors of the Heichal are opened up. So the halacha is you should be pater, it should not be shchut eichutz. Because after all, Rav Chisda just told us, you're only chayv mishum shchut eichutz when you could be yotzei bifnim, when you could be yotzei inside the Azara. Over here you can't be, the doors aren't open yet. So my time, mechus b'sichu, mechus b'sadami, apparently, failure to open up the doors, or the fact that we have not yet opened up the doors, is considered mechus b'maisen. It's something that would be ma'akev the karban, the not opening up the doors of the Heichal. In fact, this is discussed by the Chafetz Chaim in the following context. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'aser HaKorbanos, Perek Yutes, Halacha Tezvav, that if a person shechts kodshim bizman hazeh, and he's mala them michutz la'azara, he's going to be chayiv, even though there's no chiv of shechitas kodshim b'chutz, unless the ra'ui to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but he says right nowadays it's ra'ui to bring karbanos anyway, because kedusha rishon is kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asadavo. So since it's possible to bring karbanos if you were to bring in the makom HaMikdash, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so when you could be chayiv mishum shechut echutz by being mala b'chutz as well bizman hazeh. And so that so that line in the Rambam became a very important point, because in the Sefer Kaftor Veferech, he writes that Rabbeinu Yechiel miParis very much wanted to go to Yerushalayim in order to bring Makrav Korbanos Bizman Hazeh. Kiddush Rishon Kitchel Shai to Kitchel Aslava. The Rambam says that theoretically it's possible. Why only theoretically? Right? If you're going to tell me that theoretically it's possible, so the Maisa could be possible too. When there's a will, there's a way. Make it happen. So he wanted to go and be Makrav Korbanos Bizman Hazeh. So this was a huge discussion. It was a big tumult whether you can or cannot be Makrav Korbanos Bizman Hazeh. So the Chafetz Chaim discusses this based on our sugi, that Amar Avidum Shmuel, that if you shecht before the Psichas Lasel Sehechal, you're going to be, it's going to be possible. So says the Chafetz Chaim, L'chora, that's a stira to the Rambam, because the Rambam says you're allowed to be Makrav Korbanos Bizman Hazeh. The doors of the Hechal aren't open, because there's no Hechal, there are no doors. So how could you possibly be Makrav Korbanos Bizman Hazeh? So the Chafetz Chaim explains that no, when we say that the doors of the Hechal have to be open, it means that it doesn't mean that there have to be doors, it doesn't mean that there has to be a doorpost, it doesn't mean there has to be a Hechal. It means that there can't be anything being mafsik between the Makum Kadosh and where we're bringing the Korban. So that's what we say, the doors should be open so that there's nothing being mafsik. So that's what the Rambam said, when it's empty, when the Har HaBayis is empty, there's nothing on it, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no nothing, so then you could be able to be Makrav Korbanos Bizman Hazeh. It turns out, therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, that Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, we cannot be Makrav, because unfortunately, L'da Avoneinu, there is something that's being mafsik to the Makom Kadosh. There's a structure on top of our Abayis right now, so that is being mafsik with the Makom Kadosh. So therefore, you're not able to bring Korbanos Bizman Hazeh because of this halacha, that you don't have this din of Niftchu Dalso Sehechol, which is required in order for the Korban to be kosher. So now the Gemara discusses within Rav Chisda again. Rav Chisda said that the reason a person shechts a Korban that's not Roy Bifnim, for that which it's designated for is chayv mishum shchut echutz, is because you could use it for a different carbon, right? That's what Chizkiah said. Chizkiah said, if you take a seir that you planned on using as a seir laHashem or seir laAzazel and you shecht it b'chutz, since it would have been right to be used as a carbon musaf, which isn't even the carbon it was designated for, that's enough to be chayv mishum shchut echutz. So says Gemara, me say that Rav Chisda hawil. Does Rav Chisda hold of this principle of hawil that since it could have been used for a different carbon, not the one I want to use it for, but for a different carbon, therefore I'm chayv mishum shchut echutz when I shecht it outside of the azara? Does Rav Chisda really hold of such a svar? Didn't Rav Chisda tell us Pesach sheshchato b'chutz b'shari mos hashana? If you take the carbon Pesach and you shecht it b'chutz on any other day other than Erev Pesach, so lishmo, if you shecht l'shem karban Pesach, you're potter for shchut echutz, because it's not roi to be brought l'shem karban Pesach. It's not Erev Pesach. So if it's not roi bifnim, it's potter from shchut echutz. Shalol lishmo, but if you do it l'shem shlamim, you don't bring it l'shem Pesach, then chayiv, then you'll be chayiv karis for shchut echutz, because a Pesach b'shar yimos hashana that you shecht l'shem karban shlamim is kosher l'shem karban shlamim. So if you decide to shecht it b'chutz, the same carbon shlamim, that's a violation of shchut echutz. So the Gemara makes a deal. Time of the shalol lishmo. Sounds like the only reason you're going to be chayv mishum shchut echutz is because you're out of mind dafka that it should be l'shem karban shlamin. But hastama lishmo hu pater. But if you just shecht it stam, the assumption is that it's a karban pesach and therefore you're going to be pater for shchut echutz because a karban pesach is not roi bifnim. Vamai, but why would it be pater lema hoil v'roi shalol lishmo bifnim? Why didn't you say, well, theoretically it could have been used as a karban bifnim? Maybe that's not what you had in mind, but possibly it could have been used as a carbon that's kosher bifnim, and therefore you chayv mishum shchut echutz. Meaning, just like Rav Chisda said, that if you have a seir that you intended to use as a seir laHashem, and now because it's you're going to be chayv mishum shchut echutz, not on account of the fact that it could be used for a seir laHashem, but on account of the fact that hoil that it could have been used as a carbon musaf, somebody chayv mishum shchut echutz. Say the same thing by carbon pesach. That if I have a carbon pesach that I'm shechting stam outside of the Beis HaMikdash, hoil that I could have shechted it as a shlamim bifnim, I should be chayiv for shchut echutz. So it says Mara Hachi Hashta. You cannot compare the two cases. You cannot compare the case of the seir, which is roi for the korban musaf, and that's enough to be chayiv mishum shchut echutz, and the case of the pesach b'shari mos hashana, where it's not enough to be chayiv mishum shchut echutz, because hasam ba'i yakira. By korban pesach, in order to shecht the shem shlamim in the rest of the year, you have to be oker the shem pesach from it. You have to be, you have have to shecht it b'mefurash l'shem korban shlamim. And if you shecht it stam, it's still automatically, the default is that it's a korban pesach. It's not roi to be a korban shlamim. So long as you haven't been oker it, it's considered to be mechusar maisa. But the Se'ira Yom HaKippurim lo bayakira. There is no requirement to be oker the shame Se'ir Hanasa Bifrim from it in order to be makrivit the shame Karban Musaf. So therefore it defaults into something that's ra'oi for a Karban Musaf, and if it's ra'oi for a Karban Musaf, when you do Shchut Echutz, you're going to be chayiv. Rabba Bar Simi Masn Luhu Bidaraba, Vikashle Daraba, Daraba, Umeshani Kitashaninan. Meaning, Rabba Bar Simi had the same exact conversation we just had, that where we said, well, Rav Chisda applies Ha'il, but wait, he doesn't apply Ha'il by Karban Pesach. How are we Miyashev? Oh, because one requires Akira, the other doesn't. Except he replaced the words Rav Chisda with the word Rabba. That Rabba is the one who was so sure himself, and we have the same Kasha in Rabba, and the same answer in Rabba. The Pashup Shad is that why did he ask it within Shitas Rabba? Pashup Shad is because that's his tradition, that he heard that it was Rabba that said it, that it wasn't Rav Chisda, that he had an alternate tradition. However, the Siach Yitzchak points out that there's a kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim over here, that the Gemara Maseches Pesachim seems to tell us that according to Rav Chisda, we say Hoil Chumra even in a place where it's Mechus or Maisa. So the whole answer is not going to work within Rav Chisda, because we're saying, no, Rav Chisda is not going to apply Hoil when it's Mechus or Maisa, when you require an Akira. So Tosfos Yeshanim asks, that's against what Rav Chisda himself says in Maseches Pesachim. So he says it could be, the Siach Yitzchak says it could be, that's why Rabbi Bar Simi had to have a different tradition over here, that it wasn't Rav Chisda, that it had to have been Rabba that we're having this discussion in, so that you can't ask me from another Gemara where he has a Shita that goes against the answer that we just gave. Okay, now the Gemara, once we're talking about Karban Pesach, that's Shechted Bachutz, so we're going to go into some other Shitos in Amoraim about a Karban Pesach that's Shechted Bachutz, so you're Chayiv for Shchut Echutz. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he arrived in Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so he said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach Sheshchato Bechutz B'Shari Mos Hashana, if you shech the Karban Pesach on any day other than Erev Pesach, outside of the Azara, Bein Lishmo, Bein Shelo Lishmo, Pater, whether you do it Lishmo, L'Shem Pesach, whether you do it L'Shem Shlamim, you're going to be Pater for Shechut Echutz. Amar Rav Dimi, Amrisa L'Shemayt HaKamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rav Dimi said, I said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I asked him, Bishlam Lishmo, the Halochazile, I understand why you're going to be Pater for Shechut Echutz when you shech the Lishmo, because when you shech the L'Shem Pesach, because it's not right to be brought as Karban Pesach, it's not Erev Pesach. So if it's not right to be brought Bifnim as a Pesach, when you bring up a Chutz as a Pesach, it's not going to be Shechut Echutz. Ela Shelo Lishmo Amai, Hachazi, Shelo Lishmo Bifnim. But why is it that if you bring it L'Shem Karban Shlamim B'Shari Mos Hashana, are you not Chayiv Mishum Shechut Echutz? After all, if you were to bring it L'Shem Karban Shlamim Bifnim, you'd be Chayiv, it would be Kasher Karban, so why when you bring up a Chutz is it not Chayiv Mishum Shechut Echutz? Va'amali, so Rabbi Yirmi explained that the reason you're Pater is, since you need to be Oker the Shem Pesach in order for it to be kosher as a Karban Shlamim, Akira's Chutz Lav Shema Akira. To be Oker the Shem Pesach from it through a Shchutas Chutz, that's not a valid Akira, because Akira's Shem from Karban Pesach to be Machshut the Shem Shlamim is only when you Shecht it Befnim. The Akira has to be a kosher Akira. So the only way to actually change the label on this Karban from a Pesach to a Shlamim is by doing a valid form of Akira. But by doing it outside of the Azara, that's an invalid form of Akira. Memela defaults into being a Karban Pesach. As a Karban Pesach, it's not Roy Bifnim, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv Mishum Shchut Echutz. So Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochanan, again, the same line of people, except instead of starting with Rav Dimi now, it's Ravin that's reporting from Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach Sheshchato Bechutz B'Shari Mos Hashana Bein L'Shmo Bein Shelo L'Shmo Chayiv. The exact opposite of what Rav Dimi reported. They both came in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi reported, no matter what, whether it's Lishmo, you're going to be Pater Mishum Shchut Echutz. But comes Rav and he says, no matter what, whether it's Lishmo, whether it's Shalol Lishmo, you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Shchut Echutz. So the Gemara says, V'afilu Lishmo? Really? Even if you shecht it Lishmo, L'Shem Pesach, B'Shari Mos Hashana, B'Chutz, you're going to be Chayiv Mishum Shchut Echutz? How does that make any sense? V'atanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, M'chusar Zman, if it's not yet the Zman to be Makriv a Karban, you're going to be pater. Bein begufo, whether the mechusas man is begufo, that the carbon itself is a mechusas man, meaning the halacha is that a carbon has to reach a certain age in order for it to be kosher, to be used as a carbon. So whether it's begufo, that the carbon has not yet reached that age, bein bebailum, or whether it's a mechusas man, not in the animal, but in the bailum of the animal, what does that mean? Veizu mechusas man bebailum. What does it mean that there's a mechusas man in the bailum of the animal? Well, simply, hazav, hazav, yaled, v'mitzara, if you have people who are tamei, that are karbanos b'chutz before the zman of the akrava, so peturin, they're going to be pater because they're not right to be hukrav b'fnim, because they can't be yotze yuchiv of a chatos or nashim because the bailam of mechus is man. It's not yet their time for chiyuv, and it can't be a nedava because chatos nashim are not brought as a nedava. Oloseyan v'shalmeyan, but if it were a karban olor, a karban shlamin b'chutz that they would bring b'chutz, then chayavin, then they be able to bring it, since they could have brought it as a nedava bifnim, so you can be chayv mishum shchutei chutz. So they're not considered mechusas man because they could be brought right now. Va'amar b'chilkia bartovi, so b'chilkia bartovi comments on that mishnah lo shanu el lishmo. This idea that someone who shechts a carbon ashem b'chutz when there's a mechusas man in the bailin that he's going to be potter mishum shchutei chutz because it could not have been brought inside. That's only for shechting it l'shem a carbon ashem, because as a carbon ashem it could not have been brought inside. You're not going to be chayv mishum shchut echutz. Aval shalol l'shmo, but when you shecht it shalol l'shmo, you shecht it l'shem ha-karbon olah, you shecht it l'shem ha-karbon shlamim, then chayv. Then, since it could have been brought bifnim as an olah or as a shlamim, you're going to be chayv mishum shchut echutz. Because that's what the first Mishnah Maseches Vachem tells us, that any karbon, with the exceptions of a karbon pesach bizmano and a karbon chatas, any karbon that's shechted bifnim shalol l'shmo is going to be kosher, but the bailim are not yotzei. They're a chiyuv. It's just that the bailim have to bring another carbon to replace it, but it's a kosher carbon. So over here you see that someone who shechts an asham that's mechutzer zman b'chutz l'shmo miyapater, that he shechts l'shmo l'shem asham, he's going to be pater. But wait, according to Rabban in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, even when you shecht the pesach b'shayimos hashana outside of the azara l'shem carbon pesach, you should be chayiv. Because ha'il, you could have brought it l'shmo bifnim, shalol l'shmo bifnim rather. So why don't we say the same thing over here, that when you have a carbon asham, granted it can't be brought as a carbon asham right now because I'm a chusus man, the bailam is a chusus man, so it's not a valid carbon asham, so I'll grant you that you can't bring it as a carbon asham right now, but if you wanted, you could have done it shalol l'shmo, you could have done it l'shem of carbon shalamim bifnim, because you're allowed to bring a nedava. So why don't we say ha'il, that since it could have been brought as a carbon shalamim bifnim, therefore I should be chayv mishum shchutei chutz even when I bring it as an asham. Am I name a whole ruin shalol l'shmo bifnim, since it's roi shalol l'shmo bifnim, so I should be chayv for bringing it b'chutz? Sounds like more hachi hashli. Again, the word hachi hashli in shas always means it's a faulty comparison. I remember when I was in 10th grade, I switched schools. In 9th grade, I was in Masifta Teres Yaakov, and in 10th grade, I was in MTA. So I was the only kid in my class that wasn't in MTA in 9th grade. So Rabbi Kamenetsky gave a bechina, and he put the phrase hachi hashta to translate hachi hashta. So I wrote this now on hachi hashta, and everyone else wrote faulty comparison, and everyone else got marked wrong. I was the only one that got marked right. Until Rabbi Kamenetsky discovered that the ninth grade Rabbi taught them that hachi hashta means faulty comparison. I wasn't in the ninth grade shiur, so I just translated the words, you know, one word at a time. Hachi hashta. It turns out that I was wrong and everybody else was really right, because the ninth grade Rabbi was right that the words hachi hashta in shas, they always mean that it's a faulty comparison, that you can't compare the two. To translate this now, it doesn't mean anything. You know, that's not an English translation. So hachi hashta, it's a faulty comparison. Why is an asham that's mechusas man different than a pesach b'shar yimos hashana? Very simply, hasam bayi akira. By the carbon asham, in order to shecht it as an olor, as a shlamim, you need to be oker the shem asham imenu. You need to be oker the shem asham from the carbon. And when you shecht it l'shmo, you were not oker the shem asham from it, and therefore you can't say, oh, it could have been used as a shlamim. But hacha, but by the carbon pesach b'shar yimos hashana shlam ninu, you don't need to be oker the shem carbon pesach from the carbon. B'shayim Rosh Hashanah, a carbon Pesach defaults into a shlamin. Now this answer is clearly against Rav Chista that we said before. Before Rav Chista said that dafka by carbon Pesach you need to be oker the shame Pesach from it. Over here we're saying no, that's not that. This is a disagreement. He's saying over here that that you don't need to be oker the shame Pesach. So Ravin disagrees with Rav Chis over here. So the Chaznish points out Rav Ashi Masni. Rav Ashi taught within the Shita of Ravin that if someone shechts a carbon Pesach b'shayim os hashana, whether it be lishma, whether it be shloshma, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for shchut echutz kedarminan, like we said within the Shita of Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Pesach b'shayim os hashana, whether you do it lishma, whether you do it shalol lishma, if you shecht it b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv because apparently it does not require akira, so it automatically defaults into a carbon shlamim. And if it defaults into a carbon shlamim, it's considered a carbon that could have been brought bifnim. So when you bring up a chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti Masni Pater. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti learned that Ravin said that you're pater, like Rav Dimi had said. So kasav pesach b'shayim os hashana by akira, because he holds that pesach you need to be oker it in order for it to become a carbon shlamim. You need to uproot its shame pesach v'akira's chutz lav shma akira. And by doing that outside of the Beis Hamikdash, that's not a valid akira. And this is according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, this disagrees with Rabbi Chilkiya Bar Tuvi. Ravin, who holds that Akira's chutz is not called an Akira, Akira disagrees with Rabbi Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, who says that if you shech the carbon asham, that's mechutz zman, b'chutz, shalol l'shmo, you're going to be chayiv, because he apparently holds that Akira's chutz is called a valid Akira. So Amar Ma, so we had mentioned previously that if you shech the sirim b'chutz, so mishehigril alehen, chayiv al shemo patra shal azazel, right? That's how we started today's shir with the brisa on the bottom of some place on the base that says, what if I take these two siri yom kippurim, these two goats that I designated for the siri yom kippurim, and I shech them b'chutz? Am I chayiv or am I not? So the brisa said, well, it depends. Did you do the hagrala yet, or did you not do the hagrala yet? So he said, if you already did the hagrala, so one of them is already designated as siri Hashem, the other one is already designated as a siri azazel, and then you shech them both b'chutz, so you're only chayiv for shlutei chutz on the one that was designated as a siri la Hashem. But your pater for the one that was designated as Sila Azazel. So the Mara brings a brisa that explains what the basis of this din is. Tan Rabbanan, ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor kesef v'eiz b'machna asher yishchat michutz l'machna vel pesach v'al moed lo evi l'akriv v'karben l'Hashem. So the pasuk continues, v'nichras yishu mekarev amo, that you're chayiv kareis for violating shchutei chutz. So the brisa explains, I would have thought, you know, that if you shecht chulin bifnim, you're going to be chayiv from a kal v'chomer. Because if you think about it, kachim, you know, that you're shechting b'chutz, once upon a time wasn't kachim, right? I mean, if I have a karban and I'm shechting b'chutz, when the animal was born, it wasn't a karban. I was makdish at some later time. So it's somewhat shayich to chutz l'migdash, because at some point in its life, it was shayich to chutz l'migdash, and yet I'm still chayiv mishum shchutei chutz. It's still such a violation to shecht it b'chutz. So I would have thought kal v'chomer, if I take chulin and I shecht it b'fnim, chulin was never shayich to b'fnim. It never had a moment where it was kodesh, where it was shayich to b'fnim. So if I shecht chulin b'fnim, then for sure I'm going to be chayiv kares. That's what I would have assumed. So the pasuk says by shchut echutz lahakriv carbon. From the word carbon, we learn that you're only chayiv for a carbon, but chulin you're not going to be chayiv if you're makriv it b'fnim. So says Gemara, e carbon, if from the word carbon, shomei ani afilu kachi bedekabayis, I would think that even kachi bedekabayis that you shecht b'chutz, meaning even animals that were hukdash, but only as something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, but not as a carbon, not to be brought on the Mizbeach, you should be chayiv if you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, shenikru carbon, because after all, kachi bedekabayis, we do find that Tanakh calls them a carbon, that the Torah itself calls them a carbon. Can you shenamra? Because the pasuk says, when the Bnei Yisrael took the spoils of Midian, Vanakrev as Karban Hashem, and it lists off a whole bunch of things in the pasuk, and a number of the items that it lists off in the pasuk couldn't possibly be karbanos. It lists off clay zahav, etzadav, etzamid, tabas, agil, v'chumas, earrings and nose rings, and that these are, and bracelets. Those aren't karbanos. Can't bring those on the mizbeach. Elamai, they're kachay bedekabayis, and yet they're still called a karban. So you see, that which is kachay bedekabayis is still called a karban. So I might have thought thought, from the word carbon alone, I would have thought that Yichayiv Mishum Shchut Echutz, even on that which is only Kache Bed Kabayis. So Tabalomer, that's why the Pasuk says, El Pesach Olmoed Lo Hivim. That, no, what was your problem with Shchut Echutz? That you should have brought it El Pesach Olmoed and you didn't. Oh, so we see from there, Kalarai, El Pesach Olmoed, Chayiv Alav Bechutz, that only that which is wrought, which have been brought on the Mizbech by the Pesach Olmoed, is going to be Chayiv Mishum Shchut Echutz. But Kol Sheinorai, El Pesach Olmoed, Ein Chayiv Alav Bechutz. Something that could not have been brought as a carbon by the Pesach Olmoed is not going to be subject to Shchut Echutz. So therefore, if you shecht Kachay Bedek Abayis Bechutz, you're going to be Pater, even though technically it's called a carbon, because it's not destined for Pesach Olmoed. So Otzi Elu, so if that's the case, then maybe I should also exclude from Shchut Echutz She'en Ruim Pesach Olmoed V'lo Otzi Sir Mishtalech Shu Roy Lovo Pesach Olmoed. Maybe I should say, yeah, you're right. Anything that's Kachay Bedek Abayis is not going to be subject to Shchut Echutz. But maybe the Sir Mishtalech, which is Roy to the Pesach Olmoed, because after all, you have to bring it to the Pesach Olmoed to do the Hagrala in order to determine which one is Sil Hashem, which one is Sil HaZazel, and you have to do the Vidoy in it before you send it out La'Azazel. So it's connected to the Pesach Olmoed. So I might think that you're Chayim Mishum Shchut Echutz even on the Sil HaZazel. So that's why Tamalomer La'Hashem. That's why the Pesach says La'Hashem. From the word La'Hashem we learn Mishum Yuchadun La'Hashem. Something that's designated to be Kachim Mizbeach. Meaning essentially what the Bryce is struggling with is, we know that Kachim Mizbeach are subject to Shchut Echutz, and we know that Kachim Bet HaKabayis are not subject to Shchut Echutz. Which is the rule? Is the rule that it needs to be Kachim Mizbeach in order to be subject to Shchut Echutz? Or is the rule that it can't just be Kachay Bet HaKabayis to be subject to Shchut Echutz? Right, that's the question. Which is the rule? Because the Seel HaZazel fits somewhere in between. The Seel HaZazel is not Kachay Mizbeach, but it's also not just Kachay Bedek Abayis. It is more of a Shaychus to the Pesach Ol Moed than Kachay Bedek Abayis does. So it falls somewhere in between. So the Gemara says, no, the real rule is, in order for something to be subject to Shchut Echutz, it needs to actually be Kachay Mizbeach. And the Seel HaZazel is not Kachay Mizbeach. Mimele, it's not going to be subject to Shchut Echutz. So how did I know that? Because we darsh in the word La'Hashem. That has to be Miuchad La'Hashem. It has to specifically be Kachay Mizbeach. So says Mar, V'Lashem Lahotzi, is the word La'Hashem coming to exclude? Because that's what we're doing over here. We're saying, I would have thought that even the Seel HaZazel is included in Shchut Echutz. No, the word La'Hashem tells me the Seel HaZazel is not included in Shchut Echutz. Is that true, V'Lashem Lahotzi? Is that an exclusionary term? Is it more limiting? Or a minu b'lasku stira by the halacha by mechus zman? You're not allowed to bring a carbon that's not yet 8 days old as you're not allowed to bring an animal that's not yet 8 days old as a carbon. The pasuk says sharu kesav veiz ki yivali. It says miyom hashmini bahala, and the pasuk yiratza the carbon isha Hashem. That only when it's 8 days old, only then it could be a carbon la Hashem. So we darshan isha means elu ishim, that the Torah asers for using the Esha Maracha within 8 days of its the animal's birth. But how do I know that not only can't you be bring it on the Mizbeach and burn its parts in the Maracha when it's less than 8 days old, but you're not even allowed to be Maktishit when it's Mechusuzman? Tamaloma Korban. That's why the Pasuk says Korban. As soon as you're Maktishit, it already has a title, Korban. It already has a label as a Korban. So we see you can't even call it Korban when it's within 8 days of its birth. Lashem, L'Rabbi Sir Mishalech. And then from the word La'Hashem, we learn that that even the Sir Mishalech, which is able to be brought Lefnei Hashem, is also Asur B'Mechus Rizman. So you see that La'Hashem is a Riboy over here. It's not coming to exclude. The word La'Hashem is telling me Sir Mishalech also can't be a Mechus Rizman. So which is it? Is the word La'Hashem a Miyut, or is the word La'Hashem a Riboy? So Rav HaSamein Yonad Dekra V'Achamein Yonad Dekra. So Rav explains, it all depends on the context. That Hasam by Shchut Echutz De'El Pesach L'Rabos, from the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed, we would have been marbis here mishtalech in the din of Shchut Echutz, because it's also something that's shaykh to the Pesach Ol Moed, because you have to do the agrala and you have to do the vidur by the Pesach Ol Moed. So the sir mishtalech is connected to the Pesach Ol Moed. So then, since without the word Lashem, I would have been marbe, so Lashem flips it. Lashem lahotzi. Lashem tells me, no, you should be you should exclude the sir mishtalech from Shchut Echutz. But hacha, but when it comes to Mechusar's man, Isha Lahotzi, from the word Isha, I would have excluded the Sira Mishalech, which is not included in Mechusar's man, because it doesn't get brought on the Mizbech. So LaHashem, the rabbis, then the word LaHashem comes to be Marbe, anything that comes with Nei Hashem, which includes the Sira Mishalech, that it's Chal, the Isra of Mechusar's man, is going to be Chal, and the Sira Mishalech as well. So it all depends on context. So it says, time with the Rabbi Rachmana. Okay, so let's make a diuk now. The whole reason the Sira Mishalech is possible when it's Mechusar's man is because there's a riboy in the pasuk telling me that you can't bring a Sira Mishalech, it's 2 days old, right? It's got to be old enough, right? That's from a riboy. Hello, Rabbi, but had I not had a riboy in the pasuk, I mean, the Sira Mishalech Kadosh from Mechusar's man, I would have naturally assumed that a Sira Mishalech can become Kadosh even when it's Mechusar's man. But wait a second, when you're bringing the two goats, you don't know which one is going to be Lashem, which one is going to be Lazazel. So I need a riboy to tell me that the Sira Mishalech can't be too young. The Sira Lashem can't be too young. So whatever the Sira Lashem can't be, the Sira Lazazel can't be either, because I don't know which one's going to be which at the time that I'm doing the Hagrala. The girl's only going to be Kaveya if either one could have technically been the Sira Lashem. So since I don't yet know which one is going to be the Sira Lashem, you can't be Makdish one of them as a Mechusar, if it's Mechusar's man. Because what happens if the girl Lashem falls out on that one? So why do I need a special pasuk to tell me the Sira Mishalech that's Mechusar's man is going to be pasul? I'm Rav Yosef Hamani Chanana Mitzriyu. The time Yechanana Mitzri Omer Afilu Dam Bakos Mevi Chaveru Mezaveglo. This must be assuming like the sheet of Chanana Mitzri, who holds that if one of the goats die after you do the Hagrala, you don't need to bring a whole other set. You could bring just a replacement for the one that died. So I might have thought that if the Sira Mishalech dies, right, I already did the Hagrala, so I already know which one is the Sira Lashem. And if the Sira Mishalech dies, says Chanan HaMitzri, just bring another goat and put it in the place of Sira Mishalech. You can just designate it as Sira Mishalech. Oh, so you don't need a Hagrala. So that's where there's a Havamina, that replacement Sira Mishalech could be a Mechusar's man. So that's why I need a reboy in the Pasuk, that even the replacement Sira Mishalech, which doesn't have to go through a Hagrala, cannot be Mechusar's man. But wait a second, that which Chanan HaMitzri says, that's only when Chanan HaMitzri does not hold of Dechuyin, meaning that the dam that's in the coast is not nidcha, does not become possible because the Mishtaleach died, and you don't have to pour out the dam in the coast. Are we sure the Chanan HaMitzri holds that you don't need to do a new Hagrala? Meaning, the Chanan HaMitzri just told us you could still use the dam from the Sira Lashem that you had originally if the Sira Mishalech dies. He didn't necessarily say you could just substitute a new Sira Mishalech in. It could be that in order for a new Sira Mishalech to be designated, you actually have to go through a Hagrala. Dilma Maisiyu Magril. Maybe you bring two new Sirim and you have to do a Hagrala, in which case we're stuck with our question. We're back to our question. Why do I need a reboy in the pasuk to tell me that the Sira Lazaza can't be Mechusar's man? Of course it can't be Mechusar's man, because the Sira Lashem can't be Mechusar's man, and the only way to make a Sira Lazazel is by doing a Hagrala. So they both have to be Ra'oi to be a Sira Lashem. Elam Rav Yosef Hamani Rabbi Shimonhi. It must be that the Braisa that requires a Reboy to tell me that a Sira Lazazel can't be Mechusar's man assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Titania Meisachem and maybe Chaveru Shaloba Hagrala Divi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it explicitly, right? He doesn't speak vaguely about you don't have to pour out the blood and you can still use the blood to seal Hashem. He says explicitly, you have your two goats, one is Hashem, one is Azazel. The one that Azazel dies, just bring a new one Azazel. No Agrala is necessary. So according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, we understand very well that I need a reboy to tell me, yeah, but the new one that you're bringing, Azazel, cannot be Mechusar's man. Ravina Amar, another answer. That the riboy ta'asr Mechusar's man and Sira Mishalech is in a case where after your magril, the Sira Mishalech developed a mum and became pasul, so you were mechalal the Sira Mishalech on another goat to take its place. So in that case, you definitely don't need agrala. Meaning, if the Sira Lazazel didn't die, it's still here. Problem is, it developed a mum, so I need to replace it with something else. So then, all you need to do is replace it with another one. You don't need to put it through agrala. So the riboy is telling me, and the one that I replace it with cannot be Mechusar's man. So says the Gemara, Umina Temra de Pasul Beimuma. How do I know a mum pasuls a Sira Mishalech even after the Agrala? Titania, because the Braisa tells us, so the Torah talks about Bali Mum, and it says, V'ishe lo titnu mehem, Alam Mizbech Lashem is the end of the pasuk. So the Braisa darshans the word Ishe, that it sounds like something that is consumed by a fire. Elu Achalav, that fat refers to the fats that you're not allowed to be makti, the emurin of Balmum, on the fires of the Mizbech. Saying the Alakulan, I would only know that you're not allowed to be makti all of them. But Miktsasan, how do I know you can't be minayin? How do I know you can't be makti even the kazayas of the emurin? So it's Tamalomar, mehem. That's why the Pasuk says mehem. That it sounds like even some of it. So and then the Brisa darshins mizbeach zo zrikas dam. That from the word mizbeach we learn that zrikas dam it's also to be zork the dam of a balmum on the mizbeach and Lashem the rabbi sir mishalech. And then it says Lashem, tell me that a sir mishalech that's a balmum is pasul as well. So the assumption that we have that a sir mishalech that's a balmum is pasul is borne out from the pasuk itself. It's from a special riboy in the pasuk. So again, the Gemara's question was, why do I need a riboy in the pasuk that a sir mishalech can't be mechusar zman? You're always going to have to put it through Agrala. So we explained that not always, there are some times that it won't have to go through Agrala if it's replacing a previous Seir Mishalech. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with V'Yisrach L'Mikhtav tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.
Good day.
Thank you. Have a great time.